All right, let's dive in. We're going deep into plate tectonics and supercontinental cycles today.
Sounds intense.
It is. You know how we always talk about the continents drifting around?
Yeah, like a slow dance over millions of years.
Exactly. But this research is suggesting it's more like a mosh pit down there. They've got a whole new model for how these supercontinental cycles actually work.
A mosh pit. Huh.
Yeah, way more chaotic than we thought.
I'm intrigued. What kind of model are we talking about?
Well, it seems like they found a new way to reconstruct how those plates have moved around for millions of years.
Oh, interesting. Like a new way to track their steps.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And especially during the Paleozoic era, you know, when Pangaea was forming?
Right. Pangaea, the OG supercontinent.
Exactly. And get this. Their methods are shaking up some old ideas about those supercontinental cycles, like really challenging some long-held beliefs.
So how are they doing it differently? How are they tracking these plate movements?
Well, traditionally, scientists have relied heavily on geological records, like fossils and rock formations.
Yeah, that makes sense. Those are like the clues, right?
Exactly. But this new research adds another layer. They're using sophisticated computer modeling to reconstruct how those plates might have interacted.
Wow, so they're not just looking at the rocks themselves. They're using computers to figure out how those rocks got where they are.
Exactly. It's like having a puzzle with some missing pieces, and the computer helps them figure out where those pieces should go.
That's pretty cool. So what did they find? What kind of gaps did they fill in?
Well, for starters, they used the patterns of deformation in the Earth's crust from the Paleozoic era to help them.
Okay, so they're looking at how the Earth's crust was squished and stretched during that time.
Exactly. And remember that whole debate about the Paleotethys Ocean?
The ancient ocean? Yeah, vaguely.
Well, some previous models suggested it played a big role in the formation of the Variscan Orogeny.
Remind me, the Variscan Orogeny is?
The mountain building event during the assembly of Pangaea.
Ah, right. Mountains.
Yeah, but this new research is suggesting that the main driver was something else entirely. The collision of two independent continental blocks. The Armorican Spur and the eastern shelf of Gondwana.
Hold on, so they're saying the Paleotethys Ocean wasn't as important as we thought?
That's what this research is suggesting, yeah. It downplays the role of that ocean. And that's not all. This new model also challenges the many plates, many oceans model.
Many plates, many oceans, what's that?
Well, it's a model that suggests there were a bunch of smaller oceans opening and closing between continental fragments. This new research simplifies things.
Oh, okay. So instead of a bunch of little oceans, this new research suggests
a more unified process with a single major ocean basin playing a key role.
Interesting. So how does that change our understanding of how Pangaea formed?
Well, the biggest difference is the emphasis on subduction, you know, where one plate dives under another.
Right. Subduction zones.
This research indicates that those subduction zones might be more numerous and shorter lived than we thought.
Whoa, hold on. More numerous. And shorter lived. What does that even mean?
Well, imagine those massive plates colliding, one diving under the other. Now imagine that happening more frequently, but for shorter periods of time. That's what they're suggesting.
That's a pretty big shift in our understanding. What kind of evidence did they find to support that idea?
They looked at subduction events in the early Variscan period, around 400 million years ago, and compared them to events in the mid-Variscan, around 340 million years ago. And what they found suggests a more dynamic and complex interplay of forces than we imagined.
Wow, so it's not just a simple collision. There's a lot more going on down there.
Exactly. And it all ties back to the idea that supercontinents might be forming and breaking apart more often than we thought.
So the time scale of these supercontinental cycles could be way off.
That's the implication.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is really making me rethink everything I thought I knew about how the Earth's surface changes over time. It's like discovering that the continents aren't just slow dancers, they're more like break dancers, constantly shifting and changing partners.
That's a great analogy, breakdancing continents. So what does this new understanding mean for the forces at play at those plate boundaries, the places where those plates are constantly jostling for position?
That's a great question, and that's something we're going to explore further in our deep dive. Understanding those forces is key to figuring out things like earthquakes and volcanoes. We know they happen at plate boundaries, but this research could help us understand why some regions experience more intense seismic activity than others.
Yeah, that's a huge question. Why are some areas more prone to earthquakes and volcanoes than others?
Exactly. And that's what we're going to dive into next.
It's like we've zoomed in on the dance floor, and now we're seeing all the intricate footwork that goes into those grand continental movements.
Right. And this new model really highlights the dynamic nature of those forces, especially at subduction zones. For instance, they found evidence that the formation of that Reno-Hercynian Basin involves something called subduction rollback.
Subduction rollback?
Yeah. Did you read about that?
Yeah. Basically, it means that the area where one plate dives under another shifted backward over time, creating a space for the basin to form.
Oh, okay. So it's not just a simple collision, but a more complex dance with one plate retreating and influencing the movement of the other. I'm curious, what kind of effects would that rollback have on the surrounding plates?
Well, picture this. As a subduction zone rolls back, it creates a sort of suction force that pulls the overriding plate, the one on top, towards it. This can create a lot of stress on that plate, leading to things like mountain building, volcanic activity, and even the formation of new faults.
So it's like a chain reaction. Mm-hmm. One plate shifts, and the effects ripple outward, triggering a whole series of geological events. It makes you realize how interconnected everything on Earth really is.
It really does. And what's amazing is that scientists can now reconstruct these events with remarkable detail, thanks to advances in geochronology. That's the science of dating rocks and minerals and computer modeling.
It's like they're geological detectives, using all the tools at their disposal to piece together a history of the Earth's movements. It seems like this new research gives us a much clearer understanding of those plate boundaries, the zones where all the action happens.
Absolutely. And one of the key takeaways is that those forces are much more dynamic and complex than we previously thought. It's not just about plates pushing or pulling on each other. There are all sorts of forces at play, rotational forces, shearing forces, and even forces related to the flow of material in the Earth's mantle.
The mantle, that's the layer beneath the crust, right? So these forces are coming from deep within the Earth, influencing the movements at the surface.
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons why this new model is so significant. It gives us a more comprehensive understanding of the forces that shape our planet.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit and talk about what this means for us on the surface. We've been talking about these incredible forces at play, but how does this research change our understanding of earthquakes and volcanoes?
Well, for one thing, it helps explain why some regions are more prone to earthquakes than others. If you have a lot of subduction rollback happening in a particular area, you're going to have more stress building up in the overriding plate, which increases the likelihood of earthquakes.
So could this research actually help us predict earthquakes more accurately?
Earthquake prediction is still a huge challenge, and this research doesn't give us all the answers. But it does provide us with a better framework for understanding where and why earthquakes occur, which could lead to improved forecasting models down the line.
That's still a pretty big deal. And what about volcanoes? How does this research impact our understanding of those?
Volcanoes are often linked to subduction zones. When one plate dives under another, it melts, and that molten rock magma rises to the surface, forming volcanoes. This new research suggests that the location and intensity of volcanic activity could be influenced by things like subduction rollback and the change in geometry of plate boundaries.
So we're not just talking about where volcanoes are located, but also how they erupt. Could this research help us understand the different types of eruptions?
It could. The composition of the magma, which is influenced by the types of rocks being subducted and the depth at which they melt, can play a major role in the explosiveness of an eruption. This research could shed light on how plate boundary forces affect that process.
This is all so fascinating. We've gone from this big picture view of continents drifting around to understanding the finer details of these incredible forces.
Yeah.
It's amazing what scientists can learn from the rocks beneath our feet.
It really is. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. This new research opens up so many avenues for future research, and it's going to be fascinating to see where it leads us.
You mentioned earlier that this research could even change our understanding of the evolution of life on Earth. How would these more frequent supercontinental cycles impact that?
Well, imagine a world where continents are constantly coming together and breaking apart, creating new coastlines, ocean currents, and climate patterns. These changes would have a significant impact on the distribution and evolution of life.
So instead of a stable environment, it's more like a constantly shifting landscape, pushing life to adapt and evolve in new ways.
Exactly. A more dynamic Earth would provide more opportunities for life to diversify and evolve into new forms.
Wow. This research is truly groundbreaking. We're talking about a new understanding of plate tectonics, a new way of looking at earthquakes and volcanoes, and even a new perspective on the evolution of life itself.
It really is a paradigm shift. Yeah. And it highlights the interconnectedness of everything on our planet, from the deep interior to the surface and all the life that exists here.
This deep dive has really opened my eyes to the complexity of our planet. But before we wrap things up, I have one more question. If this research suggests that supercontinents form and break apart more frequently than we thought, does that mean we're headed towards another Pangaea in the future?
That's a great question, and it brings us to the mind-boggling concept of deep time and the cyclical nature of supercontinents. Let's explore that further. It really makes you think, doesn't it, about how these continents are constantly on the move. It's not just random drifting.
Yeah, more like a never-ending dance, right? Billions of years in the making.
Exactly. And this research suggests the dance might be a little faster than we thought. Instead of a supercontinent forming every few hundred million years, it could be happening more frequently.
So like a cosmic waltz with the tempo kicked up a notch.
That's a great way to put it. And the amazing thing is, we can see the evidence of this dance in the rocks. Think of it like a giant jigsaw puzzle with pieces scattered all over the continents.
So scientists are piecing together this puzzle and they're starting to see these patterns emerge.
Exactly. They're uncovering these cycles of supercontinents forming and breaking apart over immense stretches of time. It's like watching a time lapse of Earth's history.
And this new research is adding a whole new layer to that story. It's suggesting the story is even more complex and dynamic than we thought.
Absolutely. It's making us rethink those assumptions about the timescale of these cycles, the forces that drive them. It's like we fast-forwarded the film of Earth's history.
Okay, so let's talk about the future. If we know the continents are going to keep coming together and breaking apart, where are we headed? Are we on track for another Pangaea?
Well, exactly. The formation and breakup of supercontinents affect everything. Ocean currents, climate patterns, even the evolution of life itself. These massive geological events create opportunities for species to diversify and adapt.
So it's a constantly shifting landscape. It's pushing life to evolve in new ways.
Precisely. A more dynamic Earth would create more opportunities for life to diversify. New forms, new possibilities.
Wow, this is all pretty mind-blowing. We're talking about a new understanding of plate tectonics, a new way of looking at earthquakes and volcanoes, even a new perspective on how life itself evolved.
It really is a paradigm shift, and it highlights just how interconnected everything is on our planet, from the deep interior to the surface and all the life that exists here.
This deep dive has really been eye-opening. We've explored how this new model challenges our understanding of supercontinental cycles, the implications for plate motion, the forces at play at those boundaries. It's incredible to think about these massive forces constantly reshaping our planet.
And this is just the beginning. There's so much more to learn about the intricate dance of the continents. This research has opened up a whole new avenue of exploration. Who knows what discoveries are waiting to be made?
Well said. A huge thank you to you for guiding us through this research. It's been fascinating.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about the wonders of our planet.
And to you, the listener, thanks for joining us on this journey into the heart of plate tectonics. Remember, stay curious. Keep exploring the wonders of our planet.
Until next time, keep diving deep.